2005 state law gives childhood sexual abuse victims 12 years after their 18th birthdays to file lawsuits. A 28-year-old Franklin County woman claims she was raped and abused by two employees while in a Delaware County juvenile detention center in 2000 and 2001. She filed a lawsuit in 2012. But the state's Court of Claims says under an older law, the deadline for suing state agencies is only 2 years, so her claim had to be filed by the time she was 20. Jill Flagg is the woman's lawyer. She told the Ohio Supreme Court that the claim of childhood sexual abuse is what's important here, and that dictates which deadline is the appropriate one.
Child sex abuse is predicated on secrecy, manipulation, and shame, and often involves deep psychological trauma. It takes many years and even decades for victims to come forward. That's what the General Assembly recognized when they enacted Senate Bill 17.
But the attorney for the Department of Youth Services says the law is clear. Peter Glenn Applegate told Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor and Justice Paul Pfeiffer that the law says the deadline for a suit involving a state employee, whoever it is 2 years.
And what would she be entitled to do if she were abused by her pediatrician, for example?
That would be subject to the 12-year statute of limitations in the Court of Common Pleas.
Not if he worked for a state hospital.
That's correct. That would be subject to the Court of Claims statute of limitations, but a private practice physician would be subject to the Court of Claims 12-year.
Most of the half hour spent in arguments on this case featured Glenn Applegate, because it was obvious the justices had lots of concerns. And some of their questions and statements sounded skeptical and bordered on sarcastic. Here's Justice Pfeiffer asking Glenn Applegate if lawsuits against abusive public school teachers and coaches are held to the same 2-year standard that the state is arguing for.
That seems the most reasonable reading of the statute. And I point out that it is all about
to
how
you, it seems the most reasonable reading.
Pardon me, I apologize.
To you, it seems the most reasonable reading.
The most reasonable reading of the statute, not the most reasonable policy necessarily, but of course, policy determinations are for the General Assembly.
And here's Glenn Applegate presenting to Justice William O'Neill some reasons for the 2-year deadline. The first, that a short time frame for lawsuits helps the state identify and deal with abusers quickly.
The second one is that it preserves taxpayer funds. In Menifee versus Queen City Metro, this court said that it is a rational basis for a state passing a law. Third, it comports with...
You will agree that's offensive.
Luckily, I have other rational bases as well.
Fortunately.
The woman's attorney, Jill Flagg, was eventually brought back before the justices and admitted that she agreed her client could still sue the individuals who abused her. But Justice Pfeiffer tossed her a question about the impact of suing a person versus the abuser's much more powerful and wealthier employer.
A worker in a youth facility would be one of our lower paid state employees.
That's true. There would never be redress and recourse. And
you could have the satisfaction of a win, but...
Right, which is therapeutic in and of itself, but
yes.
Not...
The financial recovery would be de minimis.
The woman's original lawsuit asks for $50,000 in damages. There's no timeline on when the Ohio Supreme Court might deliver a decision. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.